So, folks, today on Smirkonish, he actually asked a very good question. Why won't Donald Trump promote the vaccination?
So how do we reach the vaccine hesitant? Can anyone persuade them? What about the person on whose watch the vaccine was developed in record time? Former President Donald Trump. You would think that President Trump would be eager to remind that the vaccines were developed on his watch and with the support of Operation Warp Speed. But relative to how much time he spends complaining about the 2020 results, he hardly ever mentions it. And when he does, it's usually to complain about not getting enough credit.
Exactly.
Last week, he sent out a missive saying that his administration did a, quote, great job with respect to the pandemic, and that without the vaccine, the entire world would have ended up like it was in 1917, the Spanish flu, where as many as 100 million people died. But he refuses to take the next logical step, which would be to encourage his followers to protect themselves. I think he doesn't want to risk alienating the vaccine hesitant who support him by encouraging them to get a jab.
You know, I think he's right. I think he's darn right. Trump does not want to risk alienating his supporters that are helping him get the attention that he needs and sending him money, you know, to his PACs, his political action committees. I don't think he wants to lose that. He doesn't want to risk alienating them. That's correct. That's true. But Donald Trump is complicated. There's never one real answer when it comes to Donald Trump. It's really weird to me, though, that the vaccine that was developed on his watch, and you just saw it right there, he said a number of times that he's done a great job developing this vaccine, and that we would have 100 million dead if it wasn't for him, blah, blah, blah. So why doesn't he recommend it? So Smirkonish is right, but there's more to it, I think, than that. The answer is really a blend of things, not just one answer. Smirkonish is right, but I think that the whole Republican narrative of government distrust in elections that they're sowing. Donald Trump has sown distrust in previous political leaders. They're part of the problem, he says. There's not one that he likes, except Abraham Lincoln. Doesn't trust any of them. And all of this distrust, you know, the narrative that he is the one that you need to listen to. He's the one that's on the right track. He's the one that you can trust, and everybody else you can't trust. The elections are a sham. All of this jazz. All of this equals distrust in a vaccine. It's a natural extension of it. You can't preach from a pulpit of distrust of everything and then expect them to trust a vaccine, even if you help develop it, because you've been preaching from the pulpit of distrust for years and years and years. It's a natural extension that they're not going to trust the vaccine. And not only that, folks, but really, I mean, on a personal level, why would Donald Trump care if you got the vaccine? Or if I got the vaccine, or a Trump follower got the vaccine? He's very transactional. You either get it or you don't. I don't care. You know, yeah, he got it. But he just doesn't care. As long as there's money flowing into the political action committee, and he's getting the media attention, and he goes to rallies, and people love him, that's what he cares about. That's what matters most to Donald Trump. But why would he spend so much time baking a cake that none of his followers will even take a bite of? None of it really makes a lot of sense until you maybe start to weave in the whole notion of distrust, which is dangerous, folks. And I've gone on about this before, this whole notion of distrust. It goes down the food chain, you know, of legislators. It's promulgated by Fox News, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they've got a whole food chain that just keeps perpetuating this notion of distrust in elections and all of this kind of stuff. And this is an extension of that. People don't want the vaccine. They don't trust it. But I do think, though, that his supporters really should ask themselves, why doesn't Donald Trump recommend a vaccine that he says that he fought so hard to create? Why won't he recommend it to them? I wonder, what is their answer to that? That's the real question. Till next time, folks, thanks for tuning in.